Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa voters who arrive at the polls without an ID could no longer have another voter attest to their identity under a bill passed by the Iowa legislature. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
Iowans are required to show an accepted form of photo ID to vote. Those who don't have proper ID can have a voter from the same precinct sign a form attesting to their identity and address, allowing them to cast a ballot. A bill that's on its way to the governor's desk would end that option. Democratic Senator Cindy Winkler of Davenport says this would mostly affect elderly voters who may have an expired driver's license.
They might have had 20 years, 40 years of voting in every election, and for an expired photo ID, they are going to be denied an opportunity to vote.
Voters in this situation could cast a provisional ballot, but they'd have to show a valid ID within 3 days for their vote to get counted. Republican Senator Ken Rosenboom says it's critically important to confirm each voter's identity. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Unity Point Health has announced it's eliminating 207 IT jobs, citing long-term financial concerns. The West Des Moines-based healthcare system said Wednesday it will transfer some of its IT and revenue cycle functions to a third-party vendor later this year to address rising costs, reductions in reimbursements, and increased demand for complex care services. Unity Point employs more than 31,000 people and operates more than 400 clinics and hospitals across the Midwest. It's unclear how many workers would be affected in the Quad Cities area. Gas prices in the Quad Cities remains elevated as the U.S.'s conflict with Iran continues to disrupt global fuel supplies. AAA reports the average cost for a gallon of regular in Moline and Rock Island is at $4.21 this morning, which is about the same from last week and 80 cents more than a month ago. Gas prices on the Iowa side of the Quad Cities are averaging $3.58, or about 37 cents higher than mid-March. The national average for unleaded gas is now at $4.09 per gallon. An independent candidate from the Quad Cities has launched a campaign to replace Representative Marionette Miller Meeks in Iowa's 1st Congressional District. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports he plans to harness the support of a growing number of no-party voters in the district.
Michael Bridgeford is an independent financial advisor from Bettendorf. He says 2026 will be a big year for independents, with party approvals at all-time lows and Washington's divisive politics. Bridgeford says people on both sides will need to work together to pass popular legislation on issues like congressional stock trading and term limits, and there's room for an independent movement to help enable that.
When we send an independent to Congress in a race that's closely watched around the country, that is going to send a national shockwave to both parties that they've just gone too far, and it's time to start addressing problems and getting real solutions.
Four other candidates are running for the seat: Republican incumbent Marionette Miller Meeks and Republican David Pouch, and Democrats Christina Bohannon and Travis Terrell. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The Clinton County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a vehicle crashed into a house in DeWitt on Wednesday afternoon, killing the driver. According to a media release, the car crashed around 4 p.m., caught the house on fire, and the driver was unable to escape. No one else was injured, and the driver's identity is being withheld pending family notification. The Moline Coal Valley School District has hired a new principal at Hamilton Elementary School for the upcoming school year. This week, the school board approved Douglas Bodine to replace Principal Lindsay Oswald at the school on South 7th Street. Bodine is currently the principal of Willard Elementary, having served for 26 years in teaching, counseling, and educational leadership. This is WVIK News.